DJ Blue Jean, and you're listening to Got Grooves, the podcast that covers all the exciting stories behind rock and roll's greatest albums. For the very first episode, I thought it was only appropriate to ask you guys what you wanted to hear the stories behind. Here's your responses straight from the Barnes & Noble's music section.
What would you say is your favorite album?
That's hard because I've got a lot of favorites, but I would say my most favorite is probably Fleetwood Mac's Rumours.
What makes you like the album so much?
Got a lot of good songs on it, and a lot of them are upbeat, and I can just play it in my car and sing along, and it makes me happy.
When did you first hear this album?
Well, the album came out when I was very small, so I really didn't hear it until I was older. My dad would play it, and that's how I discovered them.
Had you heard of the band before?
No, I really didn't know too much about them.
Do you think it's one of the better rock and roll albums out there?
There's a lot of great albums out there by a lot of really good artists, but I'd say it ranks up there among the top.
What makes it stand out?
Well, it's just got just about every song on there is a hit. It's got a lot of happy songs, like I said, but it's also got some really intense songs, too.
Do you know any of the history behind the album?
No, but I imagine there's some pretty wild stories.
What are your favorite songs on it?
I really like Gold Dust Woman and probably The Chain.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you think it would be interesting to see the story behind the album?
Yeah, I think so.
Great, that's all I have. Thank you.
What a great choice. I couldn't have asked for a better way to start out the series. So grab your record players. Let's get into the drama and chaos that is Fleetwood Mac's Rumours. Infidelity, jealousy, drugs, and a large budget all combined together to make the album that we all know and love today. This album takes the saying, resilience in the face of hardship, to the next level. It seems to me like it was a miracle that it was produced with all the members still relatively intact. Prior to the recording of Rumours, the band had just gotten off of a long and grueling American tour that could only be described as dramatic and insane. After having a prior successful tour and album, pressure was on for Fleetwood Mac to produce another wildly successful album. This pressure, tight quarters, and strained relationships did not lend itself to a positive experience for anyone involved. Tension and drama were running high. Christine and John McVie were on the brink of divorce, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks had just broken up, Mick Fleetwood's wife was having an affair with a very close friend, and shortly after, Fleetwood and Nicks began a short-lived romance. Talk about dirty laundry. As you could probably guess, many uncomfortable silences, screaming matches, and fights took place. I don't know about you, but that feels like a really interesting episode of a reality TV show that I would pay good money to watch. All of this pent-up rage and all of their intertwined personal lives unraveled itself into their songs, lending to passionate melodies and ballads that you hear on the album today. Many of the songs were used as a way to communicate their anger and messages between band members. Go Your Own Way was Buckingham's way of expressing his irritation for Nicks after the breakup. Dreams, along with You Make Loving Fun, was Christine's way of coping with her divorce, looking on the brighter side of things. The Chain acted as the group's anthem for everything that had happened while recording. Silver Springs, though cut from the album due to time constraints, was a story of Nicks and Buckingham's treacherous breakup. Silver Springs eventually made its way into fame and is now a popular song. But at the time, Nicks was livid that it got cut. Unfortunately, not just their emotions were used to fuel these songs. A grossly excessive amount of drugs was used to repress emotions and to keep them going physically. So much, in fact, that they even thought about crediting their dealer on the album. Though the Rumours era was filled with pain, it didn't hesitate to become iconic and massive worldwide. It was one of the greatest albums from the 70s, selling millions of copies and now selling even more. The album includes rock hits and fan favorites such as The Chain, Go Your Own Way, and my favorite, Gold Dust Woman. After making the album, the group would disband and reunite and disband again. Some of the members, like Nicks, would go on to have great solo careers. Members of Fleetwood Mac now look back on the album as a bittersweet time filled with intense emotions. Again, I'm DJ Blue Jean, and that was Got Grooves, the podcast that covers the stories behind rock and roll's greatest albums. Unfortunately, I've just heard a rumor that was all the time I have for today. I hope you've had a wonderful time listening to Got Grooves. Till next time.